From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Ira Melman. An agreement on Syrian cessation of fighting is already put to the test. Just hours after world leaders announced a deal to push for a cessation of hostilities in Syria within a week, that agreement is indeed being put to the test. In an interview published Friday, Syria's President Bashar al-Assad told the French news agency AFP that his forces plan to retake the whole country, fueling doubts about the party's commitment to end the nearly five-year-old conflict. Assad said recapturing all of the territory could take a long time. The Syrian president said he supports peace efforts, but cautioned that the negotiations do not mean that we stop fighting terrorism. In announcing the deal to push for a pause in hostilities, U.S. officials have been cautious in their expectations. Secretary of State John Kerry said the agreement is on paper only and said the real test is whether all parties honor their commitments. The UN Refugee Agency has expressed concern over the increasingly restrictive policies being adopted by European countries against asylum seekers.
More than 1 million refugees and migrants from Syria and elsewhere made the dangerous sea journey to Europe last year, with 80% landing on overcrowded Greek islands. UN refugee spokeswoman Melissa Fleming says it is illusory for European countries to believe they can stop the mass exodus of desperate people trying to escape a life of misery and death. So far this year, she says more than 80,000 refugees and migrants have arrived in Europe by boat. Tragically, more than 400 of them have died. Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.
This is VOA News.